Celebrating the Seasons with the Yorkshire Shepherdess, written and read by Amanda Owen.
Introduction. Am I a photographer of critical acclaim?
No.
A writer of literary brilliance?
No.
I'm a shepherdess, mother, wanderer and dreamer. As a child, I was always a reader though, never a writer. What mattered to me was finding authenticity in all that I read. I whiled away countless hours poring over books, but it was one particular volume that really spoke to me, Hill Shepherd by John and Eliza Forder, a photographic journal that followed the lives of hill shepherds in the Yorkshire Dales and Lake District. Although I was living in Yorkshire, in Huddersfield, I felt a world away from the mountains, moors and fells that filled the pages. The proximity to nature, the connection with the animals and the wild freedom that came with shepherding sheep fascinated me, and from that moment onwards, it became my sole ambition and goal in life. I established myself as a contract shepherdess, slowly working my way up the farming ladder, gaining practical know-how and knowledge in the complicated and often closed world of shepherding. By 21, I was married to Clive Owen and was living at Raven Seat, one of the highest and most remote hill farms in England. I started sharing the story of life on the farm through posting pictures on social media, writing books, and later appearing on television. I feel privileged to live and work at such an outstandingly stunning place and enjoy documenting the ever-changing seasons through my photography, come rain or shine and everything in between, as is often the case with Yorkshire's weather. I don't see myself as a photographer, or even an author for that matter, just a visual diarist and an observer of what goes on around me. Every which way you look, there is a photograph to be had. A combination of children and animals. The two things that you are told to never work with. Set against the glorious backdrop of Yorkshire's big skies and dramatic landscapes. The spontaneous nature of photos that aren't choreographed are what I seek to share. I prefer to turn away from the classic view, to find something unconstrained and natural, simplicity itself, a snapshot of a moment in time. I am very aware of how fortunate I am to be in a position to share some of what our great British countryside has to offer, whether in the practical sense of the food we put on our plates, or from the more holistic point of view, the mindfulness and healing powers that nature can bring into our busy, frantic lives. This is not intended to be an instruction manual for how a life should be lived. I am the last person who would see my life as being a perfect example for others. This is simply an account of life at Raven Seat, a glimpse into the place where we live and work, the family dynamics and our interactions with nature and the countryside within the specific confines of our farm. It follows what is happening outdoors and indoors through the seasons and the link between the two. I hope you take the same pleasure from celebrating the seasons that I found in immersing myself in the books of my youth when life as a shepherdess was only a dream. January. I challenge anyone to find a more dramatically spectacular place to be in January than a snowbound Raven Seat. Granted, a kinder, simpler home would be easier, but for wild dynamic beauty, Raven Seat has to win, hands down. The farmstead sits neatly and squarely in a small valley, cosily hemmed in and dominated by the moors that surround her. With the farm comes a well-documented history going back centuries, the human presence visible in the walls and buildings. Much older still are the fossils still visible in the sandstone cobbles dug from the nearby quarry and the water-worn swirls on flagstones hauled from the beck. It is pretty much a certainty that all will be covered in a thick blanket of snow, drifts gathering beside the walls, delicate and pure wind-blown sculptures that glisten in the rare moments that are